Check, check. All right. Good job singing over here. You guys did great. And everything. Naomi, 15? 15. You having a quinceañera? No?
I don't know.
That was just a question. Is that a weird question? I asked Naomi if she was having a quinceañera. I didn't think it was weird, but Ryan laughed. She's not 15? What? 15 has no color. 15's colorblind, just like the Lord. Hey, let's all, since we didn't have any new people here, and you guys have been kind of in the same place for a while, I need six volunteers. Three guys and three girls. Andrew, David, Zoe, and Marissa. David volunteered you because you were next to him. Okay, and then let's get two more guys. Let's get Isaiah and... I want to make this even here. Bobby. Come on. No, she can sit down. Let's get some running music going. Running. So, okay, we need to split these. These look like pretty even teams. Okay, whatever. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a relay race. Yeah, Marissa, Zoe's down. So, okay, this is Team A. Everybody give a hand for Team A. This is Team Z. Everybody give a big hand for Team Z. Okay. Now who do you guys think is going to win? Well, actually, first let's get the course laid out here. You're going to Can we get the ping pong table in the middle? Somebody move that. Mike, can you move that to the middle? Okay. You're going to run down this aisle. You guys paying attention? This is the course. It's real important here. Okay. You're going to run down this aisle. Behind the ping pong table, you guys are going to cross. You're going to come back up the aisle, the opposite aisle, and then tag your partner, and they're going to go. What? Okay. I'll walk this out for you guys. You're going to come down the... If Team A, you're going to go down that aisle, okay? You guys following me? Okay, you're going to come just in the middle, because they got to come around here like this. And then back up, okay? And then tag your partner, and then they do the same thing. Okay, you guys clear on this? Well, I'm not doing it again, so the grand prize here is $4 million, so you better have been paying attention, all right? Okay, so who's going first on Team Z? David and Isaiah, you're going first? Are you going last? Middle, okay. Bobby's going last. Okay, let's get on your, in your positions here. Right here. You can start right here. Yeah, you can start right here. Okay, so you understand what we're doing here, right? Anybody have any... You're good, right? On your mark, get set, go! Whoever touches me first. Oh, Andrew. Oh, man. Put the brakes on. I thought you were going to have one of those parachutes come out of your back like those race cars. No? Okay, everybody give Team Z a big hand. They won the race tonight. $4 million. Where's the offering bucket? No, I'm just playing. That was a joke. You guys did great. David, you hit me really hard, bro. I'd show everybody the I'd show everybody the red mark on my stomach, but that wouldn't be pleasant. Cool. So did anybody have anything interesting happening to them this week? They want to share any miracles, praise reports, anything like that? I don't know how I got worn out. I was just standing still. But for some reason, I'm out of breath. Cool. Well, let me just scoot this bench over here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about something dark, something dirty, dingy, foul, stinky, gross, disgusting, abominable, abysmal. Lord. Lord, deliver David. Okay. And that something is deep down inside of each of us. Whether you like it or not, it's in there in some measure, shape, or form. And tonight I'm going to be talking about how we can each overcome this dark, dirty, ugly, gross part of ourselves. Right? You guys want to kick that? Yes, I know you do. But first I want to tell you a little story about me. Anybody like stories? It's story time. So a couple weeks ago, me and Samuel Bernal, everybody knows Samuel, we were hanging out and he said, hey, let's go do something. And I said, it's such a nice day outside. Let's go to the park and swing on the swings. He thought that was a stupid idea. So we didn't do that, and I was kind of upset. And so then I was like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And I finally said, hey, why don't we go downtown and go up in the tower and look over the city? You know, it's such a nice, lovely day outside. So we started to do that. I don't really know how to get to the tower, but so we just started driving toward it. You know, you can see it. And so we were driving towards it. And on the way, we just happened to pass by the Salvation Army clothing store, department store, whatever. So I'm like, hey, let's go there. I'm sure they have some really cool clothes. And so he's like, okay, let's go. So we went in, and the first thing I did was I went to the tie rack. I'm like, okay, let's see what kind of ties they got, because everything there is real cheap. I don't know if any of you guys ever been to the Goodwill or to the Salvation Army. That's it? Wow, cool. Anyway, so we went. We went there. We were shopping, and so I got this tie for like 35 cents or something. I was pretty stoked about that. It's Saint Michael. I don't know. That sounds pretty high end to me. Pretty upscale. I don't know, but yeah. So Saint Michael. I grabbed myself a Saint Michael's tie, and then I found this sweet jacket here. This one right here. Now, let me just try this on real quick. So, I put on this jacket inside the Salvation Army store, and I went and ripped one of the mirrors off of, like, the vanities, and I propped it up against the wall, and I was just checking myself out there. I'm like, man, this jacket was made for me. I just, this is fantastic. How much is this thing? 28 cents. Dude, this is awesome. I'm like helping like homeless people every time I buy stuff at Salvation Army, you know? Here, I'm posing for, there we go. Okay. Anyway, so I picked up this jacket and I thought it was really cool, you know? And then, you know, as I got, you know, shopping a little more, I found this jacket here. Now, this jacket says something. I don't really know, but I thought it looked cool. But the best thing about this jacket is the name it has inscribed on it here. I don't know if you guys can read that. Cliff. And I was like, man, I have just got to get that. I am never going to wear it in my entire life because, well, I don't know, whatever. But in case I ever felt like being named Cliff, I've got it. I've got it in my closet, ready to go. You know, it's kind of, it's interesting. it's kind of puffy, you know. It's kind of a baseball jacket, right? You know, I don't know what team is yellow and black. The Hornets, the Bees, the Pirates. Anyway, so I ended up getting this. What does it say on the back? Build Union? I don't know. It has the tower on it. You see that? It's a tower. Okay. And then I found this other gray jacket. And I put it on. Man, this thing is fly. This is it. This is the jacket right here. This jacket, it's me. You know, it's, hello, what? Hello. So anyway, on this jacket, it says members only. Members only. And this was a really, you guys won't remember this, but this was a very popular brand in the 80s. Very, very hip, very cool. My grandfather owned several of these jackets. If any of you guys go through your grandfather's closet, I guarantee you, you'll find yourself a members only jacket. Very exclusive club these guys belong to. A lot of them still belong to it. If does anybody have a grandfather who still wears a members only jacket? Nothing to be ashamed of. Tom, Michelle, we got some out there. Yeah, you know what these jackets are all about. They were really popular in the 80s. But then I kind of started thinking about, what does members only mean? I know it's the brand. I know it has it. You know, I know it has it on the, or somewhere here. But what does that mean, member? What am I a member of? I'm a member of the stupid 80s doesn't fit me right jacket club. Is that what I'm a member of? It looks even better if I get it zipped up here. No. You know, just kind of, just sporting it. Ladies, look out. I am a member. I am part of the members only jacket club. If I was really cool, I would do something like this. You know? I wasn't ready, bro. Anyway, this, you know, members only. Okay, so I started thinking in my head, what is this? Members only. Is it a club? Is it a cult? Is it a click? Is it anything? I don't know. But then I started thinking, okay, if you're a member, you have to belong to something, right? You have to belong to a club or a group or an association or a, you know, if you play croquet every other second Saturday, I don't know. You're a member of something. You belong to something. But the whole idea of a club is that it excludes other people. You're a member, but if you're a member, everybody can't be a member of the club. Otherwise, why have a club, right? Everybody following me? If you have a club that has certain people in it, the basic idea behind that is that there aren't other people involved. You know, maybe you belong to a prestigious country club where you go golfing every weekend. Well, that's kind of a status symbol. Some people like to belong to those things because they're maybe prejudiced against other certain people, and those people can't come to the club. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Let me give you a better example. In first grade, we had to take naps at school every day. Okay? Anybody else take a nap in first grade? After lunch, you went and took a nap. After you had your peanut butter and jelly and carrot sticks and applesauce and chocolate milk, you went, you laid down, the teacher turned off the lights, closed the blinds, and you just laid there in the dark for 35 minutes. Well, some of the people in my class decided to start a build a tent out of our blankets club, and only certain people can go in there and like play with flashlights and other stuff during nap time. Well, I saw this cool tent built out of sleeping blankets and like floor mats. What are those things called? These little mats, nap mats. And I'm like, dude, that looks sweet. So I like, you know, I'm laying down there on my nap mat, just like, oh, yes. Oh, that PB&J. Oh, Mom, that was good. And then I look up, what? Dude, look at that tent. Oh, sweet. I just kind of, the teacher like looks up. What? I don't know. I guess I was sleep crawling. I don't. Okay, Sister Rose. You know, finally, I scurry over to the tent. They couldn't see it because it was behind the score table, and I got in. Hey, guys. Hey, it's me, Matt. I'm like from the other side of the room. And they like peek out. Sorry, you're not part of our club. There's like three guys in there with like flashlights and like more blankets and stuff. And they're like playing with baseball cards and chewing gum, tobacco. I don't know what they had. They had all kinds of cool stuff in there. No tobacco. It's a joke. Okay. And I'm like, what club? What club am I not a part of? I want to be a part of it so I can come in the tent. You're not part of the inside the tent club during nap time. What? How do I be a part of it? You can't be a part of it. Well, why not? Why not? I want to come in the tent. Sorry, you're white. You know, I don't know what the deal was. Anyway, they wouldn't let me inside the tent. And every day this went on and on and on and on and on. And to this day, I never got inside the tent. I don't know, some idiots. They're probably all in jail by now. No, I don't know. I don't know. They were first grade kids, you know. I don't remember who they were. Paul Shoemaker. I don't know. And Paul Newton. And anyway, these guys, they made a club and they kept me out. I wasn't a member of this club. I didn't have my special members only jacket then. Otherwise, I could have been like, dude, I'm going to go start my own members only club and you have to wear these cool jackets. But I didn't have it, so I couldn't. And they excluded me. They kept me out of a lot of fun. Hurt my feelings. It cut me deep, you know? But sometimes in church, in the body of Christ, we have our own little clubs, our own little group of friends, our own little circle of people that we always hang out with. And we kind of sometimes exclude other people from our clubs. We don't let them come hang out with us. You know, somebody new might come in. And, you know, we're standing here with our group of friends, and we're just, hey, it's cool. We're having a good time. Hey, did you see Sesame Street yesterday? No, I didn't. I don't watch Sesame Street, you retard. Yeah, I know. And then somebody new will come in, and we'll be like, dude, check this guy out. I know, look, he's wearing a members only jacket. Dude, that's so 80s. Dude, I know. You know, and then blah, 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 blah. And this poor guy will walk by and nobody will talk to him. Nobody will say, hey, man, I'm Matt. What's your name? How you doing? Great. We have our own little clubs. We have our own little circles that we hang out in, you know, and we're like, dude, you know, if that guy would just go cut his hair, I could talk to him. He would be cool enough for me, but he won't, so I can't. I would like to talk to him, but I can't be seen with that. Are you serious? Cut me a break. So tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to have a little exercise. You guys like to exercise? Sure you do. Exercise is great. We're going to split into some smaller groups. We're kind of in a big group right now. So, if Cassandra will come up here, and Mike and Tom and Michelle and Crystal, these three, six, seven, five people would join me up here. You don't know where your husband's at? He disappeared. Bobby kidnapped him. Cassandra is going to take all the middle school students. So everybody up through eighth grade, come and stand by Cassandra. No music. Everybody up through eighth grade. Over here by Cassandra. Come on. You know who you are. Thank you. Thank you very much. You said I had nice hair. Okay, so Cassandra, take these guys and to the foyer. Yeah. Okay, and now Michael and Tom are going to take all the high school students. So if you are through 9th through 12th grade, come join Michael and Tom. Yeah, that'll work. Michael and Tom. You can take them. How hot is it outside? Is it too hot to go outside? You don't think so? You want to go outside? You guys want to go outside? All right, take these guys. Nah, don't take them outside. You guys just stay right here. And then everybody else who has graduated high school are going with Michelle and Crystal. Okay. And they can go to my office. Yeah, the cool room. Okay. So I guess you guys could just, like, grab a seat right in here because you're kind of a big group. Yeah, actually, why don't you all join these guys over here in this, like, small section. So everybody go over to that. There we go.